Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the vast majority of the votes are in and counted in yesterday's mayoral primary here in New York City, but thanks to our ranked voting system, we can't tell you who won. Glenn Schuck is in the newsroom this morning with what we can tell you. Glenn?
Well, we know this was the first time that we've given this ranked voting a try, Lee, here in the city. In the mayor's race after this first round of ballot counting, it's Brooklyn Borough President Adams with the lead. We say lead because he hasn't won anything yet at 32%. Maya Wiley second with 22%, and the former city sanitation commissioner, Catherine Garcia, pretty close at third at 20%. This is Adams addressing his supporters in Brooklyn last night.
All these different groups bringing this city together.
That's right.
We don't need a divider.
No.
We need a unifier.
Yeah.
Of course, several weeks, though, before the ranked choice system will tabulate this winner. Plus, you have more than 200,000 absentee ballots to be counted, and the Board of Elections says they won't start that until June 29th, so this is going to take a while. Now, one person who's not going to be mayor and was the original front runner in the race would be Andrew Yang.
You all know I am a numbers guy. I'm someone who traffics in what's happening by the numbers, and I am not going to be the next mayor of New York City based upon the numbers that have come in tonight. I am conceding this race.
Now, on the Republican side, Guardian Angels founder and talk radio host Curtis Sliwa, easily the winner over Fernando Mateo, 72-28%. No ranked voting there because there were just the two candidates. He'll face the eventual Democratic nominee in November.
I have an independent line in the general election so that Democrats and independents can feel comfortable in voting for Curtis Sliwa to become the next mayor in the general election.
Now, a couple of other interesting races, the city controller race, again, this is also ranked 10 Democrats, Brad Lander with the lead, about a 10% margin over Council Speaker Corey Johnson this morning. The Manhattan District Attorney's race is not part of the ranked voting system. It's the race to succeed Cy Vance, who didn't seek another term. Alvin Bragg has a narrow lead over Tally for Haiti and Weinstein. Now, Bragg has declared victory, but the race has not been called yet. And we do want to mention this. In New York's second biggest city, that would be Buffalo, Lee, India B. Walton has the lead in the Democratic primary. Now, she's 38 years old, a former nurse, and if this maintains and holds and wins in November in the heavily Democratic Buffalo, she'd become the first socialist mayor of a major American city since 1960. I'm Glenn Schuck here at the 1010 Winds election desk.
I think that last one was in Milwaukee, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct, yes.
Well, we will have all the returns so far at 1010winds.com, but again, it could be a while before we have anything of a final nature. Fireworks, they are still illegal in New York City, and some people still don't care, as Samantha Liebman reports live from Inwood this morning. Sam?
Yeah, and the noise of street parties, illegal dirt bikes, ATVs, and fireworks are nothing new to sleep-deprived Upper Manhattan residents, but video provided to Channel 7 Eyewitness News is. It shows an explosion last Friday at the intersection of 204th Street and Sherman Avenue. NYPD Chief of Detectives Jimmy Essex tells ABC 7 this is not your typical fireworks.
Well, one caller described it as a bomb going off. And if you look at the video, it's quite disturbing. This is unacceptable in New York City.
And video shows the explosives being made using flour to enhance it. This all comes as the mayor announced a crackdown on fireworks, which plagued the city last summer. So far, the task force has made 30 arrests. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds, live in Inwood.
The city's so-called diaphragm law has been struck down by a judge. It has nothing to do with birth control. Rather, it's a law that prevented cops from putting pressure on a suspect's torso when making an arrest. Judge Lawrence Love called the law unconstitutionally vague, and he ruled that the law is void in its entirety. Now, that is the same law that also prohibited cops from using chokeholds. However, chokeholds are still forbidden under state law and NYPD policy. 18 police unions, including the PBA, sued last year, saying that the diaphragm law made it virtually impossible to take a suspect into custody safely and legally. The city law department says it's reviewing the ruling. Overnight service on the Staten Island Ferry was cut back to once an hour during the pandemic, but Mayor de Blasio says service will be restored to twice an hour starting August 16th. Staten Island Borough President James Otto says it took some doing to get the mayor to restore the service, a fact of which he reminded the mayor at his news conference yesterday.
Behind the scenes, you know, I've been reminding you that we can't have a recovery for all without a Staten Island Ferry that serves essential workers and other folks who work outside the 9-to-5 schedule.
It was Mayor de Blasio first approved twice an hour overnight service back in 2015 after years of lobbying by Staten Island residents. Cutting the service during the pandemic saved the city about $6 million. With recreational marijuana now legal in New York State, the Queens DA doesn't see the point in prosecuting people who were arrested for marijuana offenses before legalization.
More than 3,200 cases for low-level marijuana offenses have been dismissed here in Queens. A judge granting the request made by Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz.
It was to everyone's benefit to have this done en masse.
She made the application after Governor Cuomo signed a bill into law back in March making recreational marijuana legal. Katz says dismissing these cases is a step toward making the justice system more fair.
Since taking office, I've declined to prosecute many of these cases, and a significant reason is the disproportionate impact, I thought, of criminalization on communities of color.
Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds, outside Queens County Criminal Court.
Takes a lot to surprise people around here, but they were legitimately surprised when they saw a guy flying over Times Square on a hoverboard. The hoverboarder was dressed in black as he or she zipped up Broadway for several blocks. Speculation was that this is one of the $20,000 hoverboards made by Omni Hoverboards. The company's CEO hinted the other day that he was pushing the boundaries for other projects. Others are speculating that it's a guy named Hunter Kowald who has pulled similar stunts in other urban settings using similar equipment. Whoever did it was probably breaking the law, as it is illegal to fly an aircraft of any kind within the city limits, with the obvious exceptions for commercial and general aviation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.